Today's Best Hits is 102.7 Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And Jill, we joke about being, you know, big or whatever. Yeah. I do. But then you come across things and go, all right, well, I'm not that big.
Yeah.
Because you always find
like
other
elephants
people.
Elephants and hippos.
Well, yeah, all right. Yeah, thank you for putting it into perspective. This is what I want to look at.
I'm so tiny.
Yeah. Or whenever it's a guy that's just so huge, he'd literally be cut out of his house.
Yeah, that would be a bummer.
It would be a bummer.
I mean, I wonder about all the yummy food you get to eat in the process, though.
Yeah.
How many pizzas would that take, do you think?
I don't know. Well, enough that you'd weigh 900 pounds.
Oof, that's a lot.
Which is for him. And
that's a lot.
Just, but here's the weird thing. This is how the whole thing evolved. He had to be cut out of his house, not because of health conditions and that he needed to go to the hospital, because that's what I thought.
Because you're dying?
Yeah, this is like the 900-pound man was cut out of his home. Crazy. And I'm like, oh, man, to go to court. Yeah.
Ooh, what did he do to get in trouble and have to
And that's
court?
What I thought. It's like, you're 900 pounds. What are you doing?
Is he squatting in the house?
Yeah. I said, well, it'd be more than squatting, Jill. When he lays around the house, he really lays around the house. Yeah. It's apparently because this was this huge operation to bring him to court to face drug charges.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But, like, this is, you know how sometimes it depends on how much you weigh and how much things affect you.
Right.
You'd need, like, double the...
Well, yeah.
Quadruple the drug use.
Well, see, the thing is that I don't think that he was using the drugs himself. And that's kind of the
maybe
thing.
He's
yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say. That's horrible. But I mean, looking at it and going, it's also horrible to think that maybe he was just hiding drugs because, I mean, you're 900 pounds. I mean, there could be
gross.
Yeah, it is gross. And the FBI and U.S. Marshals Service, they were asked to join local ambulance, fire, and emergency personnel in getting Kenneth Hicks, 48, out of his property in Emporia so he could appear in U.S. District Court in Richmond, Virginia.
Wow.
I mean, that's a call
it's
that you're
something.
Just... It's like the tones go off and you got to go on a call. You're like, oh, man, what is it?
I was thinking of, like, the firefighters that are like, why? Why do I have to do this?
Right,
Because you're the new guy, but...
Are we extracting somebody from an automobile accident? I'd like to save a life. No.
Nope.
We need to open this house up a little further. As a matter of fact, what we have to do, the plan included cutting a hole in the side of his house after bracing the structure.
Yeah, but then they have to probably help him into something.
Well, they had to
get
do
there.
That. Mechanically, that's what they had to do.
But then, like, how? You can't just get in a car.
No. There's not. It's not like you're taking a hatchback and, like saying, get in the back there, dude.
Any car, though, you wouldn't fit.
No. They also had to remove some trees to clear a path.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just bizarre.
Even the last time he was outside
is. Yeah, I don't know. And then they mechanically lifted him out. And
is his heart still working?
I don't know. But here's the thing is this monumental effort, it was at his request. It's like, I'm going to go to my day in court.
Huh.
Yeah. Which I think is
interesting.
It's because he wanted, it's like, okay, you guys want me, come get me.
Yeah.
It's like, they're coming to get me. They're getting me out of the house finally.
That's what
finally.
I assumed. Yeah. I figured the judge is like, go get him.
Right. And it was like, you know, they're like, you know, we don't have to worry about him. He's not going anywhere. He can't get out of the house.
I like it.
And at this point.
He said he's like, no, I
He's like, come on, bring
that
me there.
That was his excuse to get out of the house. Maybe.
And he is expected to plead guilty in a cocaine conspiracy case. So I think that.
Interesting.
I think he's the one that, like, set it all up. It's like, you know, I'm going to get busted on cocaine
so that
charges.
So I can smell the fresh air again.
Right, so I can get out of there. And he was warned that if he pleads guilty, he'll be taken straight into custody and transported to a secure medical facility. Not easily.
Oh.
You know, it's not like, again, he's going to go out and get in the back of a car.
No, yeah.
And go there. And so... He's one of seven people charged with a conspiracy to distribute and possess more than a pound of cocaine.
Wow.
Seven people for just 1 pound of cocaine?
That seems excessive.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, not excessive on the drug end, but...
Right. How big are all these guys? I mean, are they all like 900 pounds?
He's got
like,
the wrong stuff.
Yeah, it's like we're
that's
all...
actually sugar.
We're all guilty. Yeah, we're all... Yeah, no kidding. If it was sugar, that'd be why I'd be 900 pounds. All right, here you go. Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.